I shouldn't say this too loud, but I probably would pay them to come to work because I love these success stories. I love the entrepreneurial spirit. I love business, and we've got a company here tonight that's all about familia. Family, been doing it since 1950. It's Coit Cleaning Services, and Don Sebastian is here along with Dan Cuomo, no related relations to the Cuomos in New York, but he is here nonetheless talking about Pittsburgh and all the great things that they do, like carpet, upholstery, and drapery, and it's just incredible. So without further ado, let's welcome them both to the program. First to you, Dan, you're a newbie, so welcome to KDK. How are you?
Thanks, Ron. I'm good, real good.
How many people do ask you if you're related to them,
though? All the time. Once or twice a week.
Well, you kind of resemble them a little bit, so it must be, I don't know, somewhere. But anyway, Donnie, it's good to see you again.
Nice to see you, Ron. Thanks for having us.
Listen, I absolutely love what you all do, and it's kind of a lost art. You know, I mentioned to you just before going on the air, I remember growing up, this stuff took place every spring. Murphy's Oil Soap, curtains came down, carpets got scrubbed, hands and knees on that floor, that tile floor. People just don't do it anymore, and one of the reasons is because the world's different now. Sure. Two-paycheck households, people are busy, and nobody really does what you do. Has there ever been a job that you couldn't do when it comes to cleaning and restoration? Go ahead.
Well, sure, we come across it time to time, but as far as cleaning, drapery cleaning is rare anymore. One, our city doesn't have many drapes hanging on their windows, but we still offer it. We full service, take down, pick up, take down, rehang. Carpet cleaning seems now many people have hardwood floors, tile, so you don't see carpet like you used to, but we still offer it. That's the one of our biggest services. And then all the other services, air ducts, blinds, area rugs, that's what we do every day.
Every day. And what's amazing to me, I'm kind of going over that list again, checklist, and I'm thinking, there's nobody that does this. And you have to be doing it right, because if you know business, Dan and Dawn, the second generation is usually the generation that ruins everything, right?
You're absolutely right.
So how have you been able to not just survive, but thrive? And kind of take me back on the journey. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Well, years ago, my dad started this, when we bought he bought the company. We were a drapery cleaner company. That's what Coit was.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went on, shortly after we bought it, we started expanding into the other services, adding carpets, adding area rugs, and all our other services that we do. And then as it just grew and grew, you have to roll with the times, the changes. And then thank goodness we were able to hire really great people. Great people, forget the employees, just really good people that you want to be with, that has stayed with us for years. We always joke because we can't get anyone to leave. As we're all getting older, it's just getting harder and harder. But we're so fortunate that so many have stayed with us. I have the best training from my father, of course. And then all I try to do is not do exactly what he did, but my best of my ability to see what I think might make him proud and know that I'm doing a good job. As long as you're just respectful, you treat your employees well, and your customers. It's all customer service, how we survived.
So I'm on your social media platform, and I'm recognizing all these comments from people that I know. I mean, so you really are Pittsburgh, but Dan is here. He's the sales manager. Not only do you do residential stuff, let's talk about the commercial aspect of what you do. I was talking about business, small business, large business. That's what I'm always talking about. And that's another thing that you all do, right, Dan?
Right. We do a lot of hospitals, universities, churches, big businesses, small businesses. Pretty much if you're a commercial organization, we can help you, because every commercial organization has the things we do.
Listen, I understand the world is changing, and it's blinds, and it's hardwood floor, and it's tile, and marble, and all these different things. But there's something to be said about drapes and about carpet. It's that hug that your house gives you when you come home at the end of a long day. And you know, I'm a firm believer, Dawn, that everything that's old is new again. So I know in my neighborhood, and I'm in the process right now, a lot of people are kind of getting back to some of those comforts. And I think a lot of it happened when that pandemic happened and people were at home and they wanted some of that warmth. And they spent a lot of time looking at old pictures and remembering the way it once was. So I really believe a lot of that stuff that I call luxury and warmth is going to return to the marketplace in the very near future. And you guys will be ready.
Many, you're right, Rob. Many of our customers have drapes and carpets from 40 years ago, and they'll call and ask us to come take a look and see what we think. We certainly are not, we don't guarantee a stain just to disappear like that. But we come in, we can add life to it. If they want to keep it, not everyone can just replace carpet or drapes or blinds, but we'll come in and give our best experience, not guess, but our what we feel could happen. And then we clean it. And then generally, luck has been on our side that we end up doing it a good job and we create another customer.
Now, Dan's the youngest member in the room here, and I'm a little bit older, I'm sure, than even you. But one thing I remember, there was nothing better than that spring cleaning. And one of the things that I noticed that was a constant in all of those remarks on your social media page, my home is sparkling. It feels clean. It smells clean. It looks clean. It's refreshing. It's bold. It's bright. That got to make you feel good.
It does. That's all we try to say. Well, now, of course, we go by just quite clean.
Right.
It's even better. May, Mother's Day is coming. So we now's a great time to, if you're looking to give your mom a gift, you certainly can think about quite coming in and giving her a nice present of a clean home. So that's what we just try to do every day.
Listen, my mom's been gone a few years now, about 20, as a matter of fact. She would have loved you all. Because she loved drapes. And every time I'd move into a new place, one of the things that my mom would do would come over and hang the drapes. So it's a gift what you're doing. So if I ever decide to go back that way again, hanging some drapes in that living room that I'm looking into right now, you're going to be the first call I make.
You know, I just wanted to add, Ron, as far as drapes and blinds, we also do custom.
Oh, nice.
Well, Dan will go in and give you take a look, and we're able to do new blind and new custom drapes, which has become a big part of our service. So it just goes hand in hand with what we've been doing.
I love it. All right, good way to get a hold of these guys, 412-241-1880, 412-241-1880, 1-800-4-COIT, C-O-I-T. It's Rob Pratt, it's Mr. Sebastian, Mr. Cuomo. It's all about COIT Cleaning Services, and we're going to drill down on some of the things that they do that could really help you do some spring cleaning and give your house that great curb appeal inside and out. Pittsburgh Works for a Monday night on KDKA. Back with more with COIT Cleaning Services in just a moment. Dan Cuomo, sales manager, residential and commercial, and he is Don Sebastian Jr., second generation of COIT Cleaning Services. Let's talk about commercial business and why it is so important to put your best face forward. These people can save a whole lot of money by actually cleaning these drapes and carpet as opposed to going out and getting new. It's amazing once you clean something, Dan, how good it truly can look. It gives it new life, does it not?
Well, and it also preserves it too, because the longer you go without maintaining it, the harder it is to keep it going. And if you don't maintain it, then you're going to have to buy new, which we can help you with as well. But yeah, you want to maintain it, keep it going, and we can help with all that.
You know, here's the thing too, and I have a reminder of our last show. You were kind enough to give me a mug with your name on it, so it's in my cupboard, and every morning I have my cup of coffee. There it is, and I'm sitting there with my coffee looking at all these little things that I need to get done. People, though, don't understand how much money you can save if you do this every spring. And I know a lot of people say, I'll do it next year, but I think you need to have a schedule. Twice a year, carpets get clean. Definitely drapes once a year. Certain things have to be on rotation, do they not?
Yes, you're absolutely right, Rob. We recommend that. Sometimes, pretty often, customers will ask us they'll call us after 5 years and say, look at my carpet. I have coffee on it, tomato sauce. You have to make it look like new. And that ship has kind of sailed. So we'll go in and do our best, but it's not going to be spotless. It'll be clean, but you should maintain, as Dan said, preserve it, because if not, it gets too late in the game, and then you end up having to replace.
But Dan, be honest with me. How many times have you had someone say, and there's nothing better when you have to take your shoes off because the carpet was just cleaned, okay? And you're standing there with some corporate boss who's always about the bottom line, and they go, I can't believe how good this carpet looks. You just saved me a ton of money. I mean, people will be shocked to see, whether it's their home or business, what just cleaning carpets and draperies and blinds can do to literally give that place a whole new life.
Well, yes, and especially you mentioned businesses. I mean, what's someone's first impression if they go to a hotel or a restaurant or a university or something and the place does not look clean? You know, it's going to affect whether they continue to do business at that place. So certainly business owners and universities and so forth are going to have to maintain it to keep their customers coming in.
Listen, you're going to laugh at this, but this is the truth. This is how much I love and respect what you do, Donnie. So a friend of mine is a funeral director, okay? We were getting caught up the other night, and I said to him, I said, you really want my business, don't you? He said, that'd be great, because we'd have a lot of people show up. Jokingly, I said, but there's only one condition. He said, what's that? I go, you got to get these carpets clean, because I'm not going to be in that viewing room where my friends show up with these stains on this carpet. And he started laughing. He goes, yeah, I know, it's long overdue. He goes, you know, you have a vase full of water from flowers, it spills. I mean, I got to believe there's not one business who could not use your services, Danny.
Well, and one thing we haven't really talked about is air duct cleaning, which is a big aspect of our company, too. So it's not even just cleaning the visible stuff that you see on your carpet or your drapes or your upholstery, but what's floating around in your air. And that goes for businesses as well. That's another big service we offer.
Listen, the only reason I'm still here is because I love doing these shows. Listen, if I could do these shows till I'm 90, I would do them, because I'm always thinking about business and what you do. So I'm on the treadmill the other morning at 2 a.m., anticipating you coming back on, waiting for my notes for the show. And I look up and I'm like, look at the cobwebs in my ducts. And I said, you know, maybe I should give them a call. But here's the question. Why do you want to get your ducts clean, these air ducts, when you can't really see what's inside those air ducts? How much of a difference can it make, Dan?
Well, think of any surface, like a tabletop, that if you don't dust it for even just a couple of days, what it looks like. You can write your name in it. Well, imagine where all that's coming from is in your ductwork. And it lives there, and it collects, and it builds up even over the course of a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. People don't do it.
So is that where the dust comes from?
It comes off of your body and your skin and your hair and whatnot, but it collects in your ductwork.
All right, so let's just make sure that everybody knows. Carpets, area rugs, all type of flooring, drapery and blinds, upholstery and more. So what else would be more? Give me a couple of extras here.
Everybody's got a ceramic tile and grout kitchen or foyer or something.
You do that,
business,
too.
Yes, lobby. The grout turns black after even just a couple of years. And most people think, oh, well, that's what color it actually is. No, it's not. Clean it once and you'll see what it is.
So let me ask you this. Say if I put you right next to my HVAC person that comes twice a year, and I have Don Sebastian, Dan Cuomo, Coit Cleaning Services. Can you come and carpets, ductwork, all at one time, stay in my home until it's done? Give me 2 or 3 days. Can you do that?
Yes, and in a lot of cases, we can do it all in one day. So It depends on, you know, the scope of your job, but we have crews that we can have arrive at different times, and even some cases, the same crew can do it all.
What's the number one thing you think that you do better than anyone else? Something that really you have so much confidence in that you never really worry about because you know you have the best employees anywhere?
Our services, you mean?
Yes.
Drapery cleaning. No one does it better, I believe, than us. And then what we do also, I feel, is so important is we don't say no. Dan, he will never say no. If we'll be on a project that there's no way I think we can do, he doesn't want to hear that. He'll figure it out. We talk about it. We look into it. That we see if what's feasible, and then generally, since he's so good at what he does and so smart, we end up probably doing the job.
Yeah, we had a famous story where we pulled a cat out of somebody's ductwork earlier this year. So it's now become part of the legend, legend of Coit. So that's an example of not saying no when a customer asks you.
So your air ducts will purr, but not literally, right?
Right. In this case, it did.
The cat lived also, which
right.
was remarkable.
It was alive.
Here's the other thing. So I'm a real neat freak. Anybody that knows me will tell you that I'm a neat freak. But there are certain things you don't see, like your air ducts. So about a year or so ago, I started getting these eye infections all the time. And I couldn't wear my contacts. I kept, and they're like, oh, there's nothing. Irritation. Once again, this is the fact. And I sleep a lot in this big recliner that I have. And little did I know, Donnie and Dan, this is my basement, which I've kind of semi-remodeled, an open piece of ductwork that the air was blowing on me every night. And in the wintertime, it was great. The summertime, it felt wonderful. And all of a sudden, I went, man, I wonder, because we ruled out moss and all this other stuff. It was that. So I shifted the chair, no more eye infections. So another reason why that stuff flying around in the air can do some damage. Sure. You need to get those air ducts clean.
Well, yeah, not only do we clean that dust out, we will disinfect it, sanitize it with a green antimicrobial fog that we'll put through there that will encapsulate and neutralize things that cause you allergies or infections or itchy eyes and things like that.
See, here's the thing. You pick up the drapes too and bring them back and rehang them.
Correct. Yes.
Because I don't want to have to do that. That's a skill set. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. No one does it better. We'll go in and whether the drapes are 6 feet or 25 feet, we do stage drapes as well. So anything with stage in a school, a church, a hospital, auditorium, stage drape is Dan deals with quite often.
Yeah, theaters. Government buildings that have very high.
We have to get on scissor lifts. Dan gets on a scissor lift. Yeah. I mean, whatever we have to do, we try to handle drapes.
Notice how he said Dan gets on the scissor lift.
Right.
All right. Listen, let me remind you how you can get a hold of Dan Cuomo, sales manager, commercial residential, and the man behind the brand, Donald Sebastian Jr., second generation, Coit Cleaning Services. Here's a couple of numbers, and I'll say them slow. 412-241-1880, 412-241-1880, and toll free if you want to save a few bucks, 1-800-4-COIT, 1-800-F-O-R-C-O-I-T. Much more to come. Stay with us. They're here till 8 o'clock. I can't wait to talk in our next segment because I'm going to talk about something specifically that can help Y-O-U. That's next. All right, Dan Cuomo is here. Donald Sebastian Jr. Don, of course, representing COIT. Listen, the thing that I'm telling you right now that all of you need to buy in on, if you realize what you spend in cleaning utensils and all of the time that goes into it and time taken away from your family, this is not do-it-yourself stuff. You should absolutely call them, get a hold of them, let them do the heavy lifting. You save some money, save some aggravation, and more importantly, it gets done right the first time. So 412-241-1800, that's 1880, 412-241-1880, or 1-800-FOR-COIT. Now, I love these stories, and you shared something with me during the break, Dawn, about how you guys were in the cleaning business, as in dry cleaning business, then COIT becomes a part of your family. So let's go back to the 1970s and how the journey began for your family. Go ahead.
Sure. We began as a dry cleaner. We had one store, and eventually we went to two stores. And then right around that time, in the very early 70s, polyester was just starting to become popular.
And what that meant was nobody needed
a dry cleaner. They thought, all right, everyone's going to be able to wash and wear their suits, their shirts, their dresses, their sweaters. And my parents, there were six of us in our family, and my parents were worried, how are we going to support everyone? So they had to do something else. So at the time, COIT became available, and they went in, and it kind of also made sense because it was cleaning, but a different part of it. And we knew with the dry cleaner, we could handle the drapes with the pressing, cleaning, and the other things we would just figure out and understand as we go along. So that's how COIT became part of our companies. And thank goodness it eventually, as you know, dry cleaning slowly started going away by year. And then the COIT and the cleaning company, surpassed that as the services that probably need more.
Well, for many years of my life, that was one of my guilty pleasures. I love the dry cleaning industry, and it's so sad what has happened. But Dan, here's the thing that's amazing. Even though this brand has come a long way since then, and you're a salesperson and you're really good at what you do and could do it anywhere, it's all about customer service, large or small. And I got to believe you would agree with me. And I've only met Dawn a couple of times, but I've heard the story and I know who they are. And I'm reading all these comments, especially from a friend of mine who lives right down in Dormont. She couldn't have been more happy. it still is the foremost thing in your mind at Coit Cleaning Services, and that's customer satisfaction, right?
Right, and every employee, everybody, from the people who answer the phone, would be a customer service rep, to the person that comes out to your house is a customer service rep. So you're getting it with every person you deal with at our company, which is we're going to take care of you. We almost consider you one of us, and we're going to make sure that before we walk out your door or your business, that you feel like you got the absolute best treatment, best service you could possibly get. If you don't feel that way, please tell us, and we will make certain that you do feel that way.
So what made you want to become a part of this family?
I started 25 years ago or something, 2001, and I needed a job, and never would have guessed that I'd have been here 25 years later. So here I am. So it was a good fit for me at the time, and it still is.
A good fit for us.
The thing, and I've been at this place since the mid-80s, and people have said to me many times, you could have went to the network. Why didn't you leave? Because when I was a kid growing up, KDK was like the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Steelers. This is the big leagues, right? This is where you want to be. Why would you want to go anywhere else, and especially do it in your hometown? It's got to be that for you. I mean, Coit's reputation precedes itself. So to have a chance to grow with this company 25 years later and being where you are right now, that's a win-win, Dan.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Having done this for so long, I feel like I know as much or more than not just my colleagues at Coit, but any other company out there. And I feel like I have the knowledge that if somebody has a question about something, I've done it long enough. If I haven't seen it before, I probably know somebody who has. I can get in touch with somebody who can help me out. And I'll have an answer for you. I'll have a solution to your problem.
Well, see, it must make you feel real good, Don, to have people out there in the forefront representing your brand.
Oh, yes, every day. We're so fortunate because we wouldn't be able to do without everyone else in our company. Dan's right. It's our service, customer service, which we always, that was how we began this 50 years ago, how important it was to our experience. There's no one in this city that has more experience than we have at what we do. The number of homes we've been, the businesses we've been, we're not subcontracted. We're all part of Coit. We're all employees of Coit. So we're not giving the work out to someone else. We're very hands-on. We're all so accessible and we work together. And probably talking about customer service, why we still survived, we guarantee our work. If you're not happy with what we do for you at your house, Rob, we'll come and re-clean it at no charge. If we shrink your drapes, if we can't fix it, we buy your drapes.
I was going to get to that.
If you're not happy with any service, we come back and take care of it. And that goes a long way.
I got a couple of t-shirts that I shrunk. You think you can help me out there? Listen, that's got to be, and I'm sure it happens. Life happens. Yep. But be able to say, look, we're going to make it right.
Right.
That comes so much appreciated by so many people, knowing going in, because you understand some of this stuff is heirloom stuff. It's been handed down from one generation to the next, right, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people call us because they have antique, either it's upholstery or draperies or some kind of window treatment or even very old Oriental rugs that they don't trust anybody else to touch them, that whether it's themselves or some other company that maybe had just started up, they're going to call the people that have been doing it for many, many years. So that's us.
Good stuff. Now, listen, Coit provides both residential and commercial professional cleaning services that includes carpet, area rugs, all types of flooring, drapery and blinds, upholstery, and more. Their services can cover indoor and outdoor cleaning. Coit Cleaning Services has a stellar reputation throughout the Pittsburgh area and is the top choice for homeowners and businesses seeking professional cleaning services. Coit is meticulous with their cleaning process, and their cleaning techs are highly experienced, courteous, and ensure that everything is Coit clean with the work they provide. So, Don, Dan, one more segment here to talk about Coit Clean Means and the pride that Coit takes in their quality of work. Here's how you can get a hold of them. 412-241-1880, 412-241-1880, or 1-800-FOR-COIT. Back with one more segment with Coit Cleaning Services, Dan and Don and Rob on KDKA. Sales manager, commercial residential, Dan Cuomo is here, and the owner behind the brand that is Coit Cleaning Services, second generation, Donald Sebastian Jr. All right, let's talk about something that is very important, especially this time of year, the outdoor living space. So, Don, talk about some of the things that you do every spring to help people get revved up for the spring and summer season. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. We begin end of April and May starting to promote services. We call it indoor-outdoor sale. And what that means is anything that's outside on your porch, your furniture, your cushions, anything that has a cushion or fabric, any upholstery, we will clean. We'll clean it on site, or we'll pick up and come back, take it back with us in our plant. And it's a service that has really started to become a pretty regular thing of what we do when you hit May, June, and July. So it's people many times, no one really knows that because we only hear about it once the summer hits, but it's become a good service that we offer.
Here's the amazing thing. I'm thinking, how many people work for you, but you have that meticulous group of people and they work for you. These aren't subcontractors, right?
Correct. Yes. Yes. They're all, as I said, we're so hands-on. Everyone just shares every day what we are dealing with. And we work all, thank goodness, so well together, and it's become, we're really a tight knit. That all of us have been there, most of us, well over 20 years. So everyone has experience with everyone on how they roll.
All right, here's the other thing, too, that I want to make sure I've hit on just about every note that I was given, and that is it's a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Dan, talk about that.
Well, yeah, a lot of companies, if you call them, you'll tell them, hey, here's what I got, how much, what's my total? And these companies are going to say, well, it's $50, but we'll tell you when we come out to do it. Well, what happens if you've set aside the time to do it, and then it's triple what they told you over the phone? So what makes us unique is we'll come out ahead of time, and we, a day, a week, you know, 2 weeks before you want it done, and we'll say, okay, here's your total, and we'll hand you an invoice saying this is what it's going to be if you decide to do it, but there's no charge for me to do this. This is just me coming out to quote it. So you could literally wave that paper in front of the guy who comes out the day he comes out, and your price will not change. So, yeah, there's no hidden fees. There's no charge for the estimate. It's all right there, and the day you have it done, it's not going to change.
All right, so before we say goodnight, I'm going to give you each a chance to brag on this company because you have every right to do so because, again, your reputation precedes you. So, Dan, you first, then we'll finish up with the man, the boss, and that's Don. So, Dan Cuomo, sales manager, commercial residential, just your thoughts about why people should do business with Coit Cleaning Services.
I feel like there's nobody with more experience who have been doing it longer than us. And I also feel that our customer service will exceed anybody else. We will take care of it. Not only have we seen it all, but if there's any issues at all, we will take care of it. So we're always accessible. My phone will ring at any hour of the day, even when I'm on vacation, I'm taking calls. So you will never feel ghosted or feel like you're not being serviced when you call us. We'll take care of anything you need.
So, Don, can I drive one of those vans around town one day?
Of course you can.
Listen, I love it. When I see one of those, I like beep the horn. I do. I'm goofy like that. But anyway, this is your brand, making your family proud, continuing now all these years later. Let's talk about what it means to you and some things people need to know personally about why you really care about what you do and why they should reach out to Coit for that next cleaning project.
Well, it's pretty much all I know. It's what I do. It's pretty much all I know and what I do. This is how I was raised in the business. I've learned on how to do all these different things. And not only that, though, I'm only here because I enjoy it.
You gotta love it.
If I didn't like it, I would not have made it this long. And it's become part of our lives. This is a whole other segment, but something special is my wife has joined the company. And that's become a whole new dynamic that we're all working with together. And it's been wonderful. We have two children in college. And that also plays a role in all this because, let's face it, I'm not getting any younger. Right. But I need to, I want to keep going, but I need to keep going. but it's what I like. It's all I know, and I'm going to keep, God willing.
Here's the other great thing, and I know you know business. Dan knows business. One of the things that's happening right now, a lot of these private equity companies are buying these reputable companies, and you know, the people can cash in and make a lot of money, but in some cases, they don't have the same drive or desire that you all have. And sadly, the reputation gets soiled. And the last thing that you would want after all these years and your parents and that decision in the 70s, you want to keep it going because you're proud of what you do, right?
Yes, very much so. We've been approached many times by different companies. We've also gone the other way, and we bought some of our competitors. We actually bought a pretty big company right during COVID, right before COVID hit. Oh my gosh. And that was, we were so worried because COVID really hit 3 months later. We're like, was this a mistake? What are we doing? And then thank goodness, 2 years later or 3 years later, it came back.
But that's the dedication of your employees and you and having your heart in it. And that's what makes the difference when it comes to brands. And that's why Coit Cleaning Services is going to be around a whole lot longer than probably yours truly. And that's a good thing. Keep up the great work. It was an honor having you here tonight, and it's always good seeing you.
Great seeing you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. You're the best.
Danny, thanks, man.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
You did a great job.
All right.
I'm going to put you on speed now. I got to get a couple of things done at the old home site. All right, listen, before we go, let me remind you, they really are good at what they do, and they care. So pick up the phone. You have any of these things we've been talking about that need done, 412-241-1880, 412-241-1880, or 1-800-FOR-COIT, 1-800-FOR-COIT. Remember, carpets, area rugs, all types of flooring, drapery, blinds, upholstery, and more, and those outdoor patio items as well, your furniture, the cushions on that furniture, whatever you need, they can get it done. 412-241-1880, 1-800-FOR-COIT. Paul's coming up next with the news, then we continue. Rob Pratt, your Pratt Pack, Tuesday night on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good evening.